Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty West. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty West. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunair. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Lefty West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Kell reaches second base with a double. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0 for 1 in the game. Nair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Nair moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Nair scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Lunaire. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Estalella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schulte fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Estalella strikes out. There goes Siebert. The throw from Mancuso to second, and Siebert is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Berry covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.